welcome back to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, here every night until 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast, the news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch here.
I have a friend who wants to know what that means. Truth is our bitch.
It means the truth. We own it.
We own the truth. Truth is our bitch. See?
Well, it's very prison-like, and they don't...
Yeah, I agree, Phil. It sounds as if truth is some punk that you're ordering about the yard. And
it's just a phrase. I would not analyze it too carefully because it's liable to keep you awake at night, and it doesn't keep me awake at night. I happen to like it. As a matter of fact, when we started using truth as our bitch, all of a sudden radio stations around the country were calling themselves, Truth 83.
Phil, would you stop already? You think you just... The world turns on your word.
No, I'm just... When I see things, I point them out. That's all. I'm not saying that everything has to do with me. That'd be ridiculous. But when I see... Don't you think that's coincidental?
What happened?
Like Mr. Hendry said.
I'm asking Phil, not you, bud.
But what happened was, we came on the air, truth is our bitch, and I don't know, we're doing about 6, 7, 8, 9 months, and the next thing I know, here comes a radio station here is calling itself Truth Something, another one's Truth This. So maybe it had nothing to do with this. I just think that it's very coincidental. That's all, you know. Just like I thought it was very coincidental when we were doing our show back in the day. Well, I better not.
Don't go there. Don't go there. Now, you've mended a lot of bridges, Phil, but you've still got a lot of work to do before you get back into the good graces of those in Hollywood that would have your back on some of these projects.
That's very... You know what? I want to give you a... That is very well said, Margaret, and I think it's something this young man needs to remember.
Well, I think that Phil, in his own way, is in his own way. Do you understand? Do you see what I just did there?
Yes. In his own way, he gets in his own way. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes. What'd you think?
There, that's what I think of that. Give me another Nilla wave.
So you set me up just to belch in my...
Well, you...
All right. Are you children done?
He's the one that did it. I didn't.
Well, you're getting a little full of yourself, so I thought I'd go ahead and blow one in your direction.
I don't know how much more of this I can stand, Phil.
Margaret, you know something? You can leave anytime you want, but I just want to say one thing. You let yourself in for all of this. You, with the pompous, blown-up statements you make, it begs for somebody to belch, especially when you're doing it.
Well, I think the whole thing's pretty far out. And what is that picture of that lovely young girl doing on your website?
That's the Bobby Dooley fan page, and that lovely young girl is wearing the most asinine hat. Wasn't that at the Derby or something like that?
Yeah, that's probably at the Derby, or when Sully gets married, they wear a hat like that. Yeah.
What do you mean, when someone gets married, they wear a hat like... I think that was at Prince William's... Prince William's wedding, wasn't it?
I don't know. But I know at the Derby, which is the English Derby. Haven't we talked about this before?
Yeah, Phil, the Derby, I know the Derby. I went to the Derby, and it's in Kentucky.
No, not the Kentucky Derby.
What are you talking about, then?
I'm going to try and explain. There's a race in England that is like our Kentucky Derby. It's a huge race. It brings out the race fans from all over the country. And the women, just as they do at our Kentucky Derby, the women at the Derby in England wear these hats, see?
Well, I've never heard of any Derby. I do know...
Well, I know Derby is a woman's name as well. Isn't there a Derby? Don't you know a Derby, Phil, who lives in Hawaii?
Yes, we know Derby, but she's not...
She's not a horse race. That's a girl.
I figured as much. Boy, you break all records for the... You break all records for Dumbass of the Year, bud. First ballot, you're in.
All right,
What's so funny?
What the general just said. Okay, lots to talk about this hour, and on the line with us from Culver City, California, and I would like to keep his mother, as... Would you get the porn... set down. We have to start taking some of these lines down as we conclude with some of the callers. All right. We have, and if we could keep Gloria off the line, I'd really appreciate it. Now, where's that?
That's LAX.
All right. We don't need that, bud. Do you want to get me on the phone here with Mr. Grover?
Yeah, sorry. Hey, Larry. What line are you on? What do you mean I'm the only one that can tell you that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's all. He's there.
What do you mean, he's all?
The other thing, too, you know, so.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, wait. Hold on. What was that all about?
Was I on the air? I'm sorry, Phil.
No, you weren't on the air. What were you saying?
Nothing. I was just talking to Bud about how you run a very tight ship.
Yeah.
No, you weren't, because I saw Bud, I heard him say, yeah, he's all this and that.
I think he was saying that he's all wonderful, and you just didn't hear the...
No, I heard everything, and it sounded like, never mind.
Yeah, let it go, you know.
But I was just telling Bud how enjoyable it is to be on the broadcast show of the Phil Hendry Show. And that's what I was saying to Bud.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, really?
Phil, it's Larry. Larry's lying.
Oh, please.
Larry, you know, keep your mother. Let me talk to her.
Oh, God. Every time you talk, it doesn't make any difference if you talk to her.
Let me talk to her.
No, Phil, Larry's lying. Larry was saying that you're a real piece of work. Said you're a log with legs.
All right, I don't want to talk about that, Gloria. I want to ask you if you would just do us the favor of staying off the phone so I can talk with Larry. We're talking about health care tonight.
That's fine, but I wanted to just say one thing about it, that the Obamacare I love, and I love Barack Obama and Larry. My son, I love you, Larry, but Larry is a clinical idiot.
Mother, are you done, Mother?
No, I'm not, Larry. I'm not done. Larry is clinically an idiot, meaning if you drew his blood, it would come up sevens.
He thinks he's real funny.
It would come up sevens?
Yes, on the idiot dial.
Oh, yeah, it would come up sevens on the idiot one-armed bandit.
You got it.
Are you done?
Yes, Larry, I'm done, but don't keep saying, are you done, are you done, are you done, because one of these days, I will be done, and for good. I'll be laying on the floor, and you'll just step over me as you go to the refrigerator for yet another small container of Ben and Jerry's.
You know, Phil, the slander that I... Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome, Larry. I love you very much.
Yeah, well, the slander that I live with, and I live with a walking slander machine. You understand that, don't you? That my mother...
Well, your mother is very sharp-tongued and opinionated.
Well, what do you call it when she says that she's going to collapse dead on the floor and I'm going to step over her for another container of Ben and Jerry's?
I think that she feels that she needs to get your attention. I think she's trying to get your attention. She's trying to get you to notice that maybe she doesn't feel like you're listening to her.
I listen to her morning, noon, and night. There isn't a time that I'm not listening to her. I don't have a sex life. I've got no girlfriend. I haven't had a wife or kids in years. I can't get Obama, Clinton, I can't get any of them out of the White House. I sit here, I'm a walking limp... Well,
say it.
I will not say it, but if I was a you-know-what, I wouldn't be able to get a rabbit pregnant.
Okay, Larry, here we go again with your sex, your impotence, all of this stuff. Let's just talk about what's on the table here, and that's Obamacare. Now, you see where the president has given the apology that they feel they're entitled to, people that have been criticizing the rollout here of Obamacare.
Yeah, you know, you took so long to spit that out.
I was going to say, Phil, that was painful to hear.
Well, Phil is trying to juggle a lot. He's got Larry. Gloria, you are a wonderful woman. She's not on the phone, is she?
No, Phil told me to get rid of her, so I got rid of her. She's in the bedroom right now. She's trying to knit, and she's been trying to knit for the last 2 years a lousy, stinking scarf.
A what?
A scarf for me, okay?
You know, Larry, you keep changing the color. You want a different shade of pink.
I never asked for pink, Mother.
Yeah, that's a lie.
Okay, so...
Pink, huh?
Yeah, well, no, not pink. I don't want a pink scarf, Mother.
Right, well, then that's... So you don't want hot pink.
I don't want pink.
Did you want a pink scarf?
You know, I'm looking at you on Phil TV, Mr. Hendry, and you got on a pink shirt. What's wrong with pink?
Nothing's wrong with pink. Pink's a great color. Pink's fantastic. Pink's a very manly color, I think, you know?
Pink is a manly color. Boy, buddy, somebody better take your temperature.
Pink is... What's wrong with pink?
Can you imagine a group of soldiers who are trying to infiltrate the enemy, going into a deep cover? Maybe they are being dropped by parachute behind enemy lines wearing pink. They'd be blown out of the sky.
My God, what's wrong with you?
I don't know.
General, you better get some water. Get him some water.
Come on, General. Get some water.
Thank you.
Anyway, is that Shaw?
Yeah, it's Shaw.
Hey, you called me Shaw?
I did call you Shaw, because I'm not in the military. That's General Galen Shaw. He and I had a debate one night over the pullout of troops from Iraq, and he could not stick to the subject because every time somebody said pullout, he kept pointing at me and going, ha ha, you know, miming like he was laughing. So, you know, I don't have any respect for him.
All right, you're talking to me right now, Larry. You're talking to me. Let's talk about Obama.
Well, I mean, let's talk about Obama. The guy is up there apologizing because the whole idea of Obamacare is, you know, he's got a website. Everyone knows that websites get hacked into, can crash, can get viruses, and that's what he wants to do. You know, and I think it's difficult for me to talk about this because, on the one hand, I want the website to stay crashed because I don't want it to work.
And why is that? Yeah, you don't want it to work because people are then going to be able to get insurance, and you may be proved wrong about Obamacare.
Well, you know something? If I'm proved wrong about Obamacare, do you think anyone... I've been proved wrong by... I have tried, and I've tried, and I've tried, and the Tea Party won't even answer my calls because they're the last vestige of true conservatism in this country, and they won't even take my phone calls. Do you understand how low you got to go for that to happen? And that's happening to me.
Larry, I want to say something. No, Larry was on the phone last night, Phil, to the Tea Party, and they said to him, well, what do you want? And he said, I'm Larry Grover, and they said, oh, we've heard of you. And he called back and called back. They kept cutting him off. Now, if the Tea Party doesn't want to have anything doing you...
I have a phone back now. So you can see, Mother, she's so bored with me that she can't even get the phrasing out anymore.
Okay, so you called the Tea Party, and what'd they do?
They kept hanging up on me. And they finally called the sheriff and said they were getting malicious and harassing phone calls. And I said to the guy, I go, I'm a conservative trying to volunteer my time.
Well, but Larry, the problem is that you're going about these things. First of all, you're on my program. You're talking about Obamacare, and you're saying, "Do we have to break?" Good Lord, we've blown right through the break. Let's take a break here.
What do you mean, right when I'm getting
No, we've blown right through our break. We have to take a break. We'll be right back on the world famous Phil Landry Show. Larry Grover is on with us as we talk here about. Well, we're talking about the rollout of Obamacare. It ain't all that good, man. It ain't all that boogie-woogie. We'll find out. Here's some boogie-woogie. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, and Larry Grover is on the line with us. We also have Dean Wheeler, who's going to join us, and as fate would have it, Dean is on or near the set there of the new film, Lust, makes the world go round, and this is the film that is being directed and produced by Chris Norton. And I have to ask, before we go anywhere with this, what are you doing there? And this is this you, Larry?
It's Larry Grover, Phil.
All right. Do you mind if I just take this call?
Well, if you want to debate the Obama question, I'm more than happy to do that. But if you're going to be taking another phone call from a pornographic film set, I got to tell you, my mother is already here, and she's ready to jump.
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Dean, is that you?
Hi, Phil. Dean Wheeler, yeah.
Okay, what are you doing there?
Well, we do have a scene that we're shooting here with Mr. Norton. Emeralda is involved here with this Mr. Package, I think is his name.
Is your wife in this movie?
Let me tell you what the career path and the career trajectory is for Emeralda, Phil. We feel this is a strong way to bring her to the... Because she's a singer, okay? So this has nothing to do with her being an actress. But we did meet Mr. Package last year in Mexico.
You understand what you're talking about, Wheeler. You met Mr. Package.
I will just either ignore or you can put him on hold. I'm not talking to Grover at all.
But we wanted to talk about Obamacare.
I'm not talking to Grover at all. You understand? I'm not talking to Grover at all.
Hey, well, if you're gutless...
You know very well I'm not gutless, but I'm talking about my wife in a very delicate situation here. All right?
Yeah, you're watching your wife being... you're watching your wife having Pete Package put it to her, and that would drive me insane with rage if it was me.
Well, fortunately, I'm not you, Larry. I'm not sleeping on a cot on a service porch. I have a wife. You know, it is a little bit of a bragging right to say that a guy like Bob Flanksteak or Danny Bratwurst...
Danny Bratwurst put it to my wife. You're going to go around and tell guys that?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, and meanwhile, I've got a career path that I'm carving out.
No, the only thing getting carved out is your...
Okay. You know...
See, this is why I said I didn't want to debate this ass, Grover.
The only thing getting carved out is your... I'll leave you, but the only thing getting carved out is Emerelda, and I think you know what I mean. And you better thank your lucky stars that she doesn't meet Garrett Thermometer, or that she's in Caboose, too, because I can tell...
All right, I've cut him off,
Thank God for that, Phil, because I'm not proud of this move, but it is a career move that I think is going to help Emerelda.
Is she on set right now?
Well, three guesses, and the first two don't count. Yeah. And I've got Mr. Norton here.
Hi, Phil.
Chris, what is Dean's wife's scene? Can you tell us?
Yeah, let me have the phone, okay?
I hope that...
Don't worry about it. I've got it under control, Mr. Wheeler. Yeah, we have Emerelda here, and I did see her. Pete Package brought back some Polaroids of her. He had met her in Mexico, I think about a year ago, and at the time, I didn't know she is Mr. Wheeler's wife. I said, you know, she's fairly tasty, so I said, we'll bring her around, and we're putting her to work right now. She's got Pete, and she is next up, I think, on deck is Danny Bratwurst and then Garrett Thermometer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You said that you wouldn't do that.
Hold on, Dean. Hold on a minute.
Let me talk to Dean for a minute.
Phil Henry.
Oh, my God. He said he would not put her in the same scene with Garrett Thermometer. Now...
I understand, but you realize, did you sign a deal with him?
No, I didn't sign anything, but he did promise us a fairly significant payday, but I can't have her...
I mean, you said, you know, I've got the check made out. It's all made out here to... Dean Wheeler Productions.
What do you mean, Dean Wheeler Productions?
Well, I came up with a production company. Never mind. It's a way to get paid, so I don't have to.
We're just trying to protect the income, Mr. Henry. So I've got the check made out to you, and all I want Emerelda to do is it's about a 2-minute scene here with Garrett, and we do have a medic standing by.
Wow.
You know, if I were you, Dean, I would take her off the set of that shoot right now, get her in the car, and get out of there.
Yeah, but you gotta, I mean, $2,000 is $2,000.
$2,000? That's it?
That's a lot of money for only about a half an hour work.
Hey, that's not anything, man. That's nothing. $2,000 for that? The women are the only reason why guys, that anybody buys or watches pornographic movies, okay? The chicks. That's it. The only reason why anybody watches adult films are the women. The women should be making a lot more than the guys anyway, but the fact is that she's only getting 2 G's? She's going to be on film. You getting any... Is there anything... Well, maybe I'm asking for it here. Is there such a thing as a back end?
You got that right.
Oh, yeah.
No, I mean getting money after the movie rents.
Oh, no, I don't do that, you know.
What about that, Mr. Norton?
I don't do that, okay? I mean, you want to go find some other producer, you know, but I don't do that. I don't do no back-end deals here. I'm paying you $2,000. You've got about 3 minutes worth of work. What do you talk about?
I, Mr. Henry, you can see that it's very difficult to pass up.
I think you're making a big mistake. A big mistake.
That's $2,000. Well, when you think about it...
No, when you think about nothing. Come on, will you? You know, a day rate, a union day rate is like $800 a day, okay? And that's on a regular TV show, now, or a regular movie. Now, if you are an actress in a porn movie, and you're going to be seen forevermore, and you've never acted in one before, but they want... I don't think $2,000 is worth it, man. I thought if Dean needs the money that bad, there's got to be another way of making $2,000.
Well, there may be, but that is a very significant amount of money for the number of minutes that she's working. You're not looking at this realistically, Phil.
You're not looking at it realistically. You're not looking at this thing realistically at all. I'm telling you that...
Hey, this is Bobby from Caboose 2. And
get out of here. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, Caboose 2.
Yeah, so it's got that bottle of water girl.
Yeah. We'll be right back with more. I think we can get Dean back on, and maybe we can get, I don't know who. I mean, maybe Larry Grover's killed himself by now. And it's the Phil Henry Show here, and I am told that we've got everybody back online here, although there are a few people that are not very happy. Larry Grover is with us, and Dean Wheeler as well. And we asked Dean if you wouldn't mind leaving the set there. I understand that your wife is on set, Dean, and certainly you have every right to be monitoring what's happening, but you did say that you would come on our program to discuss this.
I'm happy to do that. I'm very put out with Mr. Grover's comments that somehow I am remiss in protecting my wife. I'm very put out with that, Larry.
Well, you know, I would not have a wife of mine on set with a Pete Package is notorious. He's done God knows how many adult films. You've seen how he operates, and this guy Garrett Thermometer is in a movie called Caboose. You know what they got in mind for your wife, don't you?
I understand that, but we've signed a deal. It's none of your business.
Oh, man. You know, I'm going to tell you this. Does this bother you? As soon as Caboose 2 comes out or whatever she's in here...
No, this is the movie. This is Lust on the Sun or whatever it is. This is the one that I'm going to be in.
The one you're going to be in?
I'm playing a talk show host. I'm not going to be in any porn... I'm not going to be in any sex scenes. I play a talk show host who gets the studio taken hostage by Pete Package, who then he's having sex with a blow-up doll, so I have to go on the air and get women to come down to the station and take care of him.
Are you kidding me? I didn't hear any of this.
Well, that's what we were talking to Chris about.
Well, you know, I'm just going to tell Dean something. Dean, when this film comes out, I want you to know I'm going to buy it, and I'm going to fast forward to the section your wife's in, okay? And I'm going to watch as Danny Bratwurst, Garrett Thermometer, Pete Package, and Bob Flanksteak do a tag team like to set you free.
It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me at all. My wife's an artist. I'm used to that.
Oh, man, you know what? I don't believe you at all. I don't believe you.
Then go ahead. As a matter of fact, I'll send you a free copy. My wife and I have a very good relationship. We're very close, and we understand, and this is a very creative opportunity for Emeralda.
Are you getting a load of this, Phil?
Look, Phil, I have to weigh in here. Let me tell you something, Wheeler. This is General Shaw. Now, I know you don't have much respect for the military because you're one of these Northern California progressives, and that's fine and dandy. There's nothing wrong with that. I fought for you just as much as I fought for anyone. But if you're telling me you're perfectly comfortable with your wife in a scene, I don't even know who Garrett Thermometer is. All I heard was that he's got degrees tattooed on his thing. And he takes a woman's temperature, and you know what we're talking about, don't you?
I understand, yes. I was fully briefed.
Oh, you were fully briefed, were you? And did they brief you on what Bob Flanksteak does?
Yes, we did. We had a walkthrough.
Are you ready for that, a walkthrough? Get a load of this guy.
You had a walk... Did they walk it through? Is that what they did, or did they have to use some other kind of lube?
All right, take it. I'm done with that, okay? I'm done with all of this baiting of Dean Wheeler. He made the decision, and we're going to move on with our discussion here of health care.
Walked him through it. Boy, I love that. I'll bet you. You know what, Wheeler? I can only hope for your sake, if you ever go to jail, they walk you through it. You know?
Yeah, I like that one.
That's not that funny.
Well, what do you mean it wasn't that funny? Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't that funny. You're not that funny, General. And you, Mr. Grover, with your mother baiting you with the three-inch countdown, I've heard it. Oh, yes, very, very well, sir. I know all about you. I've heard it, yes.
You can just cut it right there, pal.
Oh, you guys like giving him a hard time, but the minute he turns it around on you, yeah, okay.
What do you mean, turn it around on me?
You know what I mean. We're talking with Dean Wheeler and Larry Grover. On the left is Dean Wheeler. I mean, that sounds like...
It sounds like crossfire.
You're going to belch?
Even if I was going to belch... God.
Ow!
You deserve that. Okay. We saw President Obama apologize essentially for the botched rollout of health care. Dean, I've heard Larry talking about how... Larry, I have to tell you, it sounds to me like you are almost saying you hope healthcare continues to be botched in the rollout because you don't want people to actually get these plans. You don't want people to be insured because Obamacare may work.
No, I didn't say that. I said it would be a lot better for our prospects in 2016 if a few people got insured and we could still ride the wave of the website being broken, because if you get a lot of people signing up for health care and it turns out that it saves money and people are happy with it...
Thank you very much for making my argument for me. That's fantastic.
I didn't make your argument for you. Wheeler, you know...
No, stick to the point. Mr. Henry made a very good point. You sound like you are hoping for a failure because you're afraid that it's going to be successful.
But let me say something. In terms of health care, I hope you do get health care, because after your wife's done with Bob Flanksteak...
Never mind about Bob Flanksteak, okay?
I think it is very wrong, Phil, to ask me about health care. All right, Wheeler, what do you think about health care?
I think it's great. I think what President Obama has done is has presented to the country something that we need. The rollout is botched. I don't think anyone disagrees with that. But that is a far cry from saying the country doesn't need national health care. It's a far cry from saying that national health care doesn't work. It simply means that the website is broken. And I think you've got to be a real mental midget. I mean, you've got to be a real mental Billy Barty to make the leap. And if you were a mental midget, you wouldn't make much of a leap, would you? But, so I guess that's...
Yeah, that's the wrong... You used the wrong comparison. Okay.
All right, well, you have to make a leap that says because the website is broken, therefore national health care doesn't work, you'd have to be a mental Bob Beeman. Okay?
Who's he?
He's got the long jump record. Whatever, okay? We understand. You have to be... You're dreaming. If you think that a busted website means national health care is a bad idea. I have to agree with that. How do you respond to that, Larry?
Well, I would respond to it this way. As long as that website's broken, we've got a chance to take the White House back in 2016. I know that's not a... It's not a strong argument.
I have to jump in, Larry.
You know, Mr. Henry asked you not to.
Let's hear what she has to say. She's an elderly woman who relies on health care.
Yeah, you... Oh, that's such a jip.
You know, Larry, I have to jump in, Phil. Larry has been racking his brain all week trying to come up with an argument that is going to work on Dean Wheeler. When he found out that Dean's wife was in a scene... with Pete Package, who I know very, very well. I knew Pete's mother, and I know the Flanksteak family.
You know all these people? That's not their real names, is it?
No, those are stage names. But their real names are almost as bizarre. Pete's real his birth name is Bag, and Flanksteak's birth name is Cooch, Coocharelli.
Like the guy that ran for governor in Virginia?
Like the what?
The guy that ran for governor in Virginia.
Cooch.
I never heard it. If I knew of anyone running for governor named Cooch, I would call 911. Forget it.
Look at that. Mother getting in her jollies. So everybody at my expense. Wow.
I wouldn't be feeling so put upon, Larry. I think that your mother made a very good point. Cuccinelli, he is a train wreck. That man... thank God that guy didn't get elected. I don't think he could get elected in the state of Virginia. I don't think he could get elected as the honorary gay cavalier. Okay?
You know, the more you talk, the more like Bobby Dooley you sound like. And I gotta throw a flag on that, Phil.
That's an insult.
You better believe it's an insult. So I'm going to bid you adieu, Phil. Thank you very much, Mr. Wheeler. I wish you all the luck in the world with a wife that is doing a pornographic scene with Bob Flanksteak and Danny Bratwurst. Good luck, my friend. Good luck.
Do you still want a copy of the movie?
Yes. Yeah. You want to send it to me for free? Yeah.
Because you said you're going to fast forward to the scene.
You better. I'm going to fast forward to her scene and watch it over and over and over again. And I'm going to call you up, and I'm going to say into the machine, you know.
Well, I have it's not a machine. I've got regular voicemail.
You know.
All right, thanks a lot. Get lost, will you, Larry?
How come I...
Thank you very much, Dean. I appreciate it. You are, I don't think there's a man listening right now that doesn't have some opinion as to you and you watching your wife involved in an adult film scene, but I guess you know what you're doing. I'm going to say $2,000 sounds like not enough money.
Thank you very much, Phil, for your opinion, but opinions are like you know what. Everybody's got one and generally doesn't wipe it very well. So I...
generally, okay.
What does that mean?
Oh, boy, you don't know what that means.
Never mind. She understands. Thank you very much, Dean Wheeler.
Opinions are like you-know-whats. Everyone's got one, and they don't wipe them very well.
What's that mean?
I don't know. But that's Dean Wheeler. And there's only one guy dumber than him, and that's Larry Grover. Those are two of the dumbest guys when it comes to debating political issues. Dumb doesn't even begin to tell the story with either one of them. I'm telling you.
Well, I will say that Dean has earned my grudging admiration. I would fear for the safety of any woman shooting a scene with Bob Flanksteak, but...
What is it all of a sudden everybody's an expert on Bob Flanksteak?
Well, no, during the commercial break, I went out to the car and I got one of my DVDs, and I showed Margaret.
Yeah, it should be illegal. It ought to be illegal. And Bottled Water Girl...
Okay. Folks, I guess you'll just have to go see Mr. Norton's new feature. It's called Lust on the Sun, or Lust Makes the World Go Round, or whatever he wants to call it. Then his follow-up will be Caboose 1 and 2. It's one movie. It's not two movies. It's not even a series. He just decided to call it Caboose 1 and 2. So you are, you know, you're on your own on that one. All right? Phil Henry Show here, 855-500-7445. After the show, don't forget, we always post a show log of what we were doing on the show. Tomorrow morning, we'll have not only a podcast of the radio show, we'll have a classic podcast, and of course, Bobby Dooley has her, the Bobby Dooley podcast each and every day. Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Every show. You know that song, Margaret, huh?
Oh, that's from James Bond. If you take a life. I love this song. It's from Casino Royale.
No. It's from Goldfinger.
It's not from Goldfinger, you jackass. It's from...
Bud, she knows.
I think it's from Goldball.
No, Goldball. What's Goldball, man? You mean you talking about Thunderball?
Yeah, Thunderball.
No, here it is. I've deceived. I've seen men that have been carved a new one. Do, 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 do. Oh, this is wonderful. But you yourself are scum on the end of my knife. I'll cut you up. Arm yourself, because no one here can save you. You're nothing but just your scum. Oh, it's wonderful.
Well, you're getting the lyrics.
Oh, am I really? Well, why don't you tell me what the lyrics are there, Frank?
Well, Margaret, I mean, if you're going to do it...
It's about a guy carving another guy a new ass because he thinks he's bad and he's not. That's why it's called You'll Know My Name. Because James Bond is saying to whoever the other secret agent is...
What do you mean, secret agent?
The secret agent, Bud. The secret agent that James Bond is going against. He's a secret agent.
Well, no, he's not a secret agent. Because he always tells everybody, I'm Bond, James Bond.
Jane Bond.
James Bond.
Yeah, he always says James Bond.
He says he's James Bond, but he doesn't tell people what he does. He says Bond, James Bond, and she'll... And if it's a young lady, oh, well, gosh, let's go to bed. Or if it's a man, oh, you... I don't believe you're James. I think I need to kill you, you know. So
he's a secret agent. Every guy that he meets seems to know who he is.
Yeah, the people in the secret agent business know. But the regular people, like if it was Bud or Robert, they'd say, oh, you're James Bond, the card player.
What if it was you?
I'd know. I know. It's something a woman knows. It's something a woman can smell a man's animal power. And a lot of men who think they have it don't have it. A lot of men who work out and they've got big muscles, and all you smell on them is 3-4 other guys. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have laughed.
No, you shouldn't have. That's terrible. So guys that work out are...
No, they're not gay, but...
Catch as catch can, you know.
Yeah. All right, so that was a very, very interesting little bit of... we had Chris Norton telling us about his latest film. We had...
What do you mean his latest film? You mean his first film? He doesn't have his latest.
Yeah, you're right. It was Chris's first film, Lust on the Sun.
I asked him, I said, what are you doing for a title? He said, it's a work in progress. They don't need to have a title. It's just the Chris Norton Project. Now, you should know that, Phil.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, the Chris Norton Project. Then they give it a title later?
Yes, they'll give it a title later. What's the big wow? The big thing for that movie is that he was able to get, and he was able to, because they all had windows of availability, Bob Flanksteak.
All right, I get it about the big names. Flanksteak, Pete Package, and...
Garrett Thermometer.
Yes, Garrett Thermometer.
And what about Danny Bratwurst?
Danny Bratwurst, too. You know, these guys with these porn names, they're not very creative. They got to start...
Not very creative. Are you nuts? They conjure images, in my mind anyway, of a... They conjure a long, bull-legged week. So... What?
You know, for a woman that talks about being a lady, you,
I what?
Well, Miss Gray, you're not exactly acting ladylike.
Are you trying to tell me... You better spit it out.
I don't think a long bull-legged week is a very ladylike thing to say.
You mind your P's and Q's. You do what you do, I do what I do. Don't mention no names to me. Don't mention Tommy to me. You do what you do, we do what we gotta do.
Raging Bull?
Yes.
All right. Never mind. China increases typhoon aid to the Philippines. China is increasing the amount of its relief aid to the typhoon-hit Philippines days after it offered an initial donation much smaller than that of other global powers. What's going on with China and the Philippines? I saw a headline, and it was going to address that, but when I went to the search engine on my main computer, the story wasn't there. It was only over on the upload computer. I don't get it. I don't get Google. They're weird. All right, anyway. Foreign Ministry spokesman King Gang Kong, you see that?
Yeah, that's Queen King Gang Kong. Gang Gang.
It's Gang, it's King Gang.
Ging Gang.
What do you think that says?
Q-I-N-G-A-N-G. King Gang.
King Gang?
I don't know, man. Mr. Gang said Thursday that Beijing would send 1.6 million in additional aid to the Philippines. 1.6 million, man, that ain't anything. 1.6 million, what's that going to do? Several days ago, we also decided to send 10 million RMB, 1.6 million worth of humanitarian aid, including tents and blankets to the... Well, I guess if you're about tents and blankets, that's a lot. To the Philippine people in the disaster zone. These included thousands of tents and hundreds of thousands of blankets, she said. Earlier this week, the Beijing government, along with the Chinese Red Cross, pledged $200,000 in aid to the Philippines. That's almost an insult. What is wrong with them? The Philippines, as you know, is struggling to deal with the aftermath of one of its worst natural disasters.
Well, Phil, what are they supposed to do?
Well, first of all, China is in direct proximity to the Philippines. China is the nearest big country with pretty deep pockets and fairly decent resources, and can come to the aid of a small country like the Philippines in I would think, a very effective way. If the United States, can you imagine the outcry that would occur in this country if this happened in Mexico? If this happened in any country that, even if it was Cuba, the United States private citizens alone would marshal an aid effort that would be amazing. But China, 200,000, man, that's a slap in the face.
200,000 is 200,000, Phil.
Okay, Mrs. Wheeler.
And what does that mean?
That's exactly what I heard Dean say when I said to him, hey, man, you got your wife in the same scene with Pete Package for 2,000. I don't know.
That was Dean. That wasn't Mrs. Wheeler.
All right, fine. Well, I'm assuming that she's doing it because she wants to do it.
Well, if you saw Dean... Well, never mind.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's great. Boy, what an insult that is, man. She's got to be in a porn movie to get her jollies because her husband's what?
Her husband is a very busy man, and that kind of pressure causes some...
performance problems? All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. This has been one for the books, this show. See you tomorrow. Check us out on philhenryshow.com for the show log. Until tomorrow, remember, truth is our bitch. Funny is her sister. We love you. You don't need to love us. You just need to listen to us.
And listen, you will.
Yeah. And don't forget, Pete Package.